Third stage. The third stage starts on Fondamenta dei Vetrai at the glassblowers workshop and ends at the glass museum on Fondamenta Marco Giustinian. This itinerary takes approximately 45 minutes. When you leave the workshop, turn left and walk back to the Linotofolo Bridge, once known as Ponte Ungo. You cross the main canal, which people on Murano call the Grand Canal, and that sounds to Venetians quite hilarious. You reach the opposite bank, Riva Unga, and from there you will see again numerous small shops and workshops intermingled by trattorias and other smaller restaurants. One in particular is called the Conterie, which is a glass beads factory, which closed down a few years ago and now has been refurbished and is known as the Hyatt Centric Hotel. The line of shops goes on along the Fondamenta beyond Punta Conterie, and then you turn left and you find yourself on Fondamenta Marco Giustinian, where the elegant facade of Palazzo Giustinian, built in the 17th century, overlooks the canal. Since 1861, it hosts the Glass Museum, founded by the Abbot Zanetti, as a demonstration of the variety and constant evolution of different glass working techniques. If you look across the canal, you will see the elegant High Renaissance facade of Palazzo Trevisan, built in 1557. You can visit the Glass Museum, where works of art witness a different artistic techniques and are on display. Allow some 45 minutes for the tour of the Glass Museum. Artifacts are displayed according to a chronological system. So you will see, first of all, glass coming from a Dalmatian necropolis, going back to the Roman era, that would be 1st and 4th century AD, mostly coming from tombs, so cinerary urns and glass objects. And particularly relevant are the molded glass plates and balls, which have also been grinded and engraved. The museum presents artifacts of extraordinary value, showing how the Venetian glass technique developed from the 14th to the 17th century. A major step forward was taken by Venetian glass in the 15th century thanks to Angelo Barovier's invention of crystal glass. Barovier lived between 1405 and 1460. For the first time, Venetian glass or Murano glass looked transparent like rock crystal. The most famous item on display is Barovier's bowl, or Coppa Barovier, a blue nuptial goblet decorated with enamels depicting the typical subjects of the Renaissance iconography, while in the later 17th century, the highest level of virtuosity in the glass decoration was achieved with the so-called mano volante, that is, with free hand drawing technique, engraving glass with a diamond point pencil.